Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But for Harbaugh not to say anything when Beilein left and to say something when Howard comes there, and now it's a Michigan man. Read me the comment one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. So he quote tweeted Juwan Howard's tweet about how it feels great to be coming home. And Jim Harbaugh said, "Congrats to Coach Howard and us. Happy to see a Michigan man coaching the Michigan basketball team."
I'll throw a number out. I think that's a bad look for Harbaugh. I think it's silly. John Beilein was nothing but classy. John Beilein had elevated the basketball program to heights that they hadn't seen, not without cheating. I mean, you got to remember, Juwan Howard's part of the Fab Five, which was part of the biggest pay-for-play scandal in history. I love how everyone's just whitewashing that puppy. Like the Fab Five are a bunch of rock stars. No, the Fab Five got paid. Chris Webber got paid. Ed Martin, dirtbag. Like, stop. Right now. But what about the shorts? My point is, how does Harbaugh go out and say that, but yet you didn't have anything nice to say about John Beilein? All John Beilein did was act with class. All John Beilein did was win. I mean, Sully, you're a Michigan fan. Feel free. I just think it's a very bad look. I still wonder what exactly is going on behind the scenes. And, you know, if anybody enjoys propaganda, it is Harbaugh. But, geez.
Well, let me say this first. There, and I've said this the past couple days. There's simply put too much weight on the whole Michigan man criteria. There is. By everyone and at Michigan, people who want to say that's a criteria measure for hiring somebody, people who get pride out of it, whatever. It means more than it should mean. It should be the best guy for the job. But secondly, yeah, Harbaugh has to go out and at least congratulate Beilein. Now, I don't know. Was this some sort of a subtweet or some sort of message that he was trying to say? I don't know. It sure seems a little weird when he says, you know, happy to see a Michigan man coaching the Michigan basketball team. John Beilein obviously was not a Michigan man. So I think that if he's going to send out this tweet, it's fine if he had already sent out a tweet about John Beilein or if he had already publicly commented on John Beilein.
Right.
But the fact that he didn't and hasn't already said anything
I think it's a bad
about John Beilein, you can't just jump to Juwan Howard without acknowledging John Beilein. I think.
No, but see, Mike, you just said it. Had he had the very standard public platitudes about Beilein, he could say whatever he wanted here.
And this would be a non-issue.
Right. I would bust chops about the Michigan man thing. But understand, that's what they have to sell. They can't sell that Juwan Howard's a winner. He's never coached a game. They can't sell that Juwan Howard's an amazing recruiter. He's never recruited a single player. They can't sell anything about Juwan Howard except he used to be a high-level basketball player at the school 30 years ago, even though that team landed the school on probation, and even though, according to former athletic director Don Canham, the entire Fab Five era was a disgrace to the university. Right. So that you can't sell that. And you can't sell some of the off-the-court things that Juwan has had. Can't sell those things. You can sell the Michigan man thing. But for Harbaugh not to say it, I don't know, man. Your job is to publicly say that. That's what grown-ups do. And to not, and then to be out there and do it for Juwan Howard, sorry, man. Just like we talked about how it was weird that when it's Michigan and Indiana and you're sitting next to your head coach, I know your brother-in-law coaches Indiana, you can't go into the Indiana locker room at halftime. Can't do it. But he did it. 248-539-9797. It's not World War III. This isn't something we're going to yell and scream about. It's just one of those bizarre things that I don't think is a good look.
And I just wanted to view the comments to see if anyone was saying that. And if the top comment, of course, is from someone saying, "We're so blessed to have both of you as our coach." But There is a couple comments saying, hey, this is a savage subtweet of John Beilein, you know, that type of thing. But most people aren't really calling him out on it.
Yeah, but most people are dumb. People that are sitting on Twitter in the middle of the afternoon are dumb. So, I mean, I don't really care what they have to say. That's why I'm not on social media. I'm looking for human beings that can string sentences together who want to have a conversation about this.
Well, Harbaugh should have said something, whether it was semantics here, whether it was a tweet, whether it was a public statement, whatever, on TV, he should have already said something about John Beilein.
And don't, please, do me a favor. Don't waste your dime in the payphone to call and tell me that you don't know if he said something in private. Don't do that. That is not how it works in big boy land. You are the head coach of Michigan football. The head basketball coach just left. You need to say it publicly. That's how it works. That's what adults do. So save that phone call. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be amazing this fall if he doesn't win the Big Ten to see how this fan base turns on this guy. It's going to be absolute theater. I only hope and pray that it's my school that finishes him.
This is going to be a big year for him, man. Make or break type year.
I'd take a year off my life to beat them this year. Just to finish him out. Beat him in their yard. They could fire his ass on the sideline as the clock hits zero. As mad as I am at D'Antonio and staff, as angry as I am, oh my God, I can't wait. Can't wait. Like if Speed and Space falls on its face and they lose three games and one of them's to us. Oh, Jesus. I'd be like Stoney when he finds free food in the office. I would stand there and gorge.
Always searching.
Oh.
See, I wonder how the Michigan-Michigan State basketball rivalry is going to be now, because Howard doesn't exactly have a... Juwan Howard has a track record of doing some stuff to Michigan State in the past, so...
Oh, we'll you mean like rubbing his ass on the Spartan S?
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah,
yes.
That classic.
But no one's been talking about it. We haven't even heard that at all.
No, you haven't. Look, guy's got a DUI. Anybody talk about it? Guy's got six kids from four women. Anyone going to talk about it? No. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's all being whitewashed away. The Fab Five. And look, Don Canham said it. The entire Fab Five era was a disgrace to the university. Now... Kumbaya, my lord. Oh, they may as well play the Puff Daddy. Oh, we're coming home. Coming home. Yeah. I got Jalen up on the TV. Me and Chris are going to squash it. Jalen, this ain't about you. The whole thing has been grotesque. But here's the deal. They got to hide the fact they couldn't get a real coach. Mike, straight up, they got to hide the fact. Why do you think he took $2 million a year? Why?
Because he wanted to come home.
Because he ain't got no other outs.
but the thing with the Spartan logo, that's what I'm interested to see, though, is because sure, it's a rivalry, and it's been a good competitive one, a great one, but there hasn't been that level of toxicity in the basketball rivalry as there is in the football. I think that we could start seeing that change a little bit.
Sure.
Which is a good thing.
Honestly, whatever. I think the whole University of Michigan scene is toxic.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.